The coronavirus pandemic has strained the bottom lines of many people who raise cattle. Congress sunk billions in aid to farmers, with another wave of payments on the way. But as Harvest Public Media's Christina Stella reports, some ranchers and lawmakers hope COVID-19 is a tipping point for the beef industry.
Sharon and Keith Portnier raise hundreds of cattle on a vast ranch in central Nebraska. Their animals will soon head to feedlots and eventually end up on a dinner plate. But first, Sharon Portnier says they need to be rounded up and vaccinated.
We've always taught our kids that it's a family operation and it takes the whole family to make it operate. That's kind of our motto.
2020 has not been kind to beef producers. When the pandemic closed restaurants and schools, demand shifted, even as shoppers were stocking up. The changes sent cattle prices tumbling. And after COVID-19 closed some of beef's biggest meat packers, like Tyson and JBS, cattle sales slowed.
We're at their mercy when they want to buy cattle or can take cattle.
The Portnier's narrowly missed that drop in prices, selling their cattle off in the winter. But while beef production is almost completely recovered, markets aren't.
We can't put a price tag on our calf when we take it to the sale barn and say, okay, we have to have $2 a pound for our calf. And we are one of the few industries that can't do that.
Congress has spent over $10 billion on coronavirus aid for farmers. Cattle producers in Corn Belt states are getting the biggest cuts, 64% in Missouri, 70% in Kansas, and 93% in Oklahoma. Without aid, ranchers in Nebraska alone, the country's top beef producer, might have lost over $970 million.
I didn't even want to apply. I hated to apply, but my God, it's there. If you don't take it, you're a blessed fool.
That's Doug Korth, a lifelong Nebraska rancher. In July, he said he got nearly $30,000 from the USDA. Getting a payment helped, he says, but it also felt like being handed a Band-Aid for a gunshot wound.
I loaded 117 steers last week, lose $285 a head. That's $34,000 on one pen of cattle. I said I've got 9,000 of them.
He thinks the country's biggest meat packers, that control about 80% of the market, drove down spring cattle prices. That's a long-time complaint from ranchers, who lobbed similar accusations after a Tyson Foods plant in Kansas caught fire in 2019. That tanked prices, while production soared. Korth says it's a problem that can only be fixed with transparency, not another $14 billion in aid.
When they overdouble the price of beef to you guys and take $100 to $250 per head away from us, that's corruption. I mean, hamburger was $8, $10, $12 a pound. Who the hell can afford that?
Ranchers and beef organizations say they want action from Washington. The USDA is investigating both situations for possible violations of antitrust laws. Some lawmakers are also pushing bills inspired by COVID-19. Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer recently penned a bill that would force packers to haggle more with ranchers and make public what the meatpacking companies are paying for cattle. Back on the family ranch, Sharon Portnier likes the sound of ranchers having more say in what processors pay them.
It's the trickle-down effect. You know, if it helps the feeders, then it's going to help us as the cow-calf producers.
Another bill would create grants for smaller meat processors to become federally inspected. The policies could help buffer future supply chain issues and retail price hikes. Keith Portnier thinks most Americans don't understand how little agency ranchers have over the price shoppers pay at the store.
If I were a consumer and walked in a grocery store last spring, I'd have been upset with agriculture because I didn't know that the packer was the one making all the money.
In the meantime, he says ranchers aren't dwelling on the industry's fate.
There's tough times ahead. We all know it, but we'd rather talk about the weather or the election or the rodeo next weekend or something.
The whole family's arrived now, and it's time to herd. The Portnier daughters and their partners make their way across the pasture on horseback, while others take ATVs. And they do the only thing they can right now, round up the cattle. Christina Stella, Harvest Public Media.
Support for Harvest Public Media reports on KOSU comes from Oklahoma's electric cooperatives, powering and servicing Oklahoma and committed to bringing rural communities to life.